Earners, what's up? Look, the holiday season is supposed to be about joy and celebration, but let's be real. Finances could take a serious hit this time of year. Have you ever found yourself dipping into your savings or even adding to your credit card debt just to cover some holiday expenses? I know I've been there, and those months of catching up afterward, they're not fun. But what if you could approach this holiday season differently, without the stress? That's where Chime comes in. With a Chime checking account, you get features designed to help you stay in control of your money, like no monthly or maintenance fees, fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe, and my personal favorite, getting paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit. Think about it. No surprise fees draining your account and the flexibility to handle those holiday expenses when they pop up. Let me tell you about SpotMe. I remember a time when an overdraft fee hit me just because my timing was off with my paycheck. It was frustrating and unnecessary. With Chime, you don't have to deal with that. SpotMe lets you overdraft up to $200 without fees, and your next deposit just covers the balance. And here's something unique. Chime is all about community. You can even get a boost from a friend to temporarily increase your SpotMe limit. And when you help a friend out, they can boost you back. It's a real give and take that makes managing your finances feel a little more supportive. Millions of Chime members are making financial progress every day. To date, Chime has spotted members over 32 billion in transactions through SpotMe. And with access to over 50,000 fee-free ATMs, you can take care of your money anytime, anywhere. So enjoy the holidays while keeping your financial goals on track with Chime. Open your account in just 2 minutes at chime.com/earn. That's chime.com/earn. Chime. Feels like progress. Banking services and debt card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Direct deposit timing depends on submission of payment file. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in SpotMe and are subject to monthly limit. Fees apply at out-of-network ATMs and for OTC withdrawals.
When you're with Amex Business Platinum, you have the card that works just as hard as you do. You give 150% to your business, and so does your card. With 1.5 times membership rewards points on select purchases, you earn rewards that can take your business further. And with complimentary access to more than 1,400 lounges globally, including the Centurion Lounge, you can stay up to speed no matter where your business takes you. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms and points cap apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness.
We talked about, in the class, we talked about Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
And their four-year cycles, and shout out to Austin when he had mentioned the four-year cycles of Bitcoin. And in that situation, this year would actually be projected to be the best year for Bitcoin in its four-year cycle, because usually Bitcoin, the last year of the run is the strongest run. That's what has happened historically. And this would be that last year of the four-year cycle, and then 2026 would be the worst year. That's how it kind of trades off historically.
Hands out, yeah.
So if that's of any indicator, then 2025 will be a great year for Bitcoin. If history repeats itself, once again, it might not repeat itself. Who knows? But historically speaking, 2025 historically would be a great year for Bitcoin if it follows that same pattern that it has followed for the last 15 years.
Yeah. Yeah. And even, and I think that's why it's important that we drew that parallel between Bitcoin and some of these stocks that are on the trading in NASDAQ, because the same energy that it takes to mine is the same energy that it takes to create some of these semiconductors. They all house inside of data centers. And so that infrastructure around who's creating it, who's having the power that runs to it, who has the connectivity that's going to it, all those things are going to matter. So you can see, like, even a company like MicroStrategy, right? If Bitcoin is going to perform well, then this is another company that we presumably would perform well as well.
MicroStrategy bought 500 million of Bitcoin, which is the seventh week in a row where it's bought Bitcoin, but it's noticeably less than what they had been buying and what they were projected to buy. I think they were projected to buy 1.5 billion or even 2 billion. So they continued their streak in buying Bitcoin. But they did purchase lower And I think their average buy-in for the last couple of weeks has been $106,000. So they bought at high prices.
Yeah.
But they have continued to keep buying. So they bought $500 million of Bitcoin.
Yeah.
But that is less than what they have been buying.
Yeah, which is interesting. If you watched their chart last week, you saw that there was a pullback. Well, they sold shares to buy more Bitcoin. And so that parallel, I mean, it's interesting. They now have passed BlackRock in ownership of Bitcoin, right, with the latest purchase, which is like, okay.
It's impressive.
We're going for it. I think they now are at almost 500,000 Bitcoin, and BlackRock's right around 472,000 or something like that. Yo, he's going for it, man. He's going for
Larry,
it.
Larry, you got to hit that button like more than once. You got to hit accept so the other orders go through. So.
He can do it.
Yep.
Yeah. That's
all I got to say about that. But next year, revelation coming. But go ahead.
More money to be made.
Mm-hmm. Revelation on what? For BlackRock?
Rashad.
Satoshi is?
Yep. Yep. Shout to Langley.
A monument. He gonna get a monument somewhere.
Appreciate y'all. And y'all quit talking about my shout outs. I'm gonna shout out who I want to shout out. And do what I want to do. When is MicroStrategy's earning call again?
I'll get to you in 2 seconds.
I want to see that profit. You got to look it up just to go see what the profit margin is. But no, I will give them credit for not buying as much for at such a high of a price. If it gets back into the 90s, I think they definitely should buy more.
Well, it's 90s now.
Yeah.
Which is helpful because that, so I think it's 92, something like that, 93-ish.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think low 90s, I think, would be an attractive price. If it gets to the 80s, you got it.
Definite buy at that point.
You got to like it in the 80s.
We all circle 77. We heard a couple of people. We watched charts as well. But when we talked to Mike Novogratz, he was saying that 77 number. And I went back and looked at the charts. The same way that you read a stock chart, the same way you can look at Bitcoin and you can start looking at what a pullback is going to be. You can start to see where support is at, where resistance is at. That 77 to 79 number.
No, what he said was that he said if it gets to 77, that's something went wrong. He didn't think that
he said it would pull back.
No, he said he didn't think that it was going to get as low as, he didn't think it was going to get to where it was pre-election, which is 77. He didn't think it was going to get there. Because he said, if it gets there, something went wrong. I don't think it gets back to 77. That's what he said. He's like, he didn't think it was going to get back to 77.
Okay. I see it there.
I mean, but that would be a hell of a buying price, though.
Right. And I see it there.
Yeah.
Right. If you look at his lines of retracement, like, it's there. You can see, like, there was support there.
What would cause it to get that low?
That was his thing. He was like, something had to go wrong.
Yeah. We don't know. What causes it to go high? It's just one of these things. Like,
I mean, what causes it to go high is that Trump's appointing. He's talking about a Federal Reserve.
Yeah, Bitcoin, people front ran it.
Yeah, the most pro crypto, BlackRock buying a ton of it, UAE buying $50 billion. Like, that's what's causing it to go higher.
But those things are kind of baked into it, right? You can watch that climb when they already started predicting this in September when we started to appreciate, right? With just the thought that he was going to win. Then you might name a czar.
Yeah, but once he actually won.
And once he actually won, it was like, all right, now let's take off. And then it was like, all right, well, what's moving it now? Like, what is the catalyst now? That's it. That's what I'm saying. It's just hypothetically. Like, all right.
I don't think it's hypothetically. Because like I said, you still see MicroStrategy buying $2 billion, $1 billion worth of Bitcoin every single week. That's real. That's happening in real time.
But they've consistently done that.
They said UAE, but I'm saying they're upping their ante. That UAE, they said $50 billion. That's a rumor. I don't know if that's true or not.
They said that they
just did that, right? So now you're gonna start to see nations are catching FOMO, right?
And when you start, my bad, go ahead.
So no, that's things that's really happening in real time. And then, like I said, on the political rhetoric, when Trump is saying that, you know, talking about a Bitcoin reserve for the U.S., that's a historic moment. And when he's appointing every single person in his cabinet is pro crypto, and his son is giving speeches about cryptocurrency to foreign entities, these are real. Like, that's real stuff that's really happening that could actually
on the institutional side.
What I'm saying, what's the measurement? How do we now gauge where it's supposed to go from that, right? Because we knew that that was the stance going into it. We've he's named people already. Yes, we're going to be pro crypto. We've already established that. Yes, there will be more countries, but it hasn't happened.
I think what Ian is asking, like, it's for it to go down drastically.
What would happen?
It would have to be a government.
And I think it's a great question for everyone watching.
What's the catalyst that goes for the downtrend?
Go research. Also, too, if every nation is starting to be pro crypto, that is a hedge for what is to happen over the next 4 years.
Inflation and the devaluing of dollars across the world.
That's all one TikTok do, right? There you have it. Two big reasons.
You worked hard to lay the foundation for your contracting business. And when you're with Amex Business Platinum, you can keep building it up with a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business. And since you earn 5 times membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, you get even more from on-site overseeing. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.